you're looking across at me here and I'm scratching my head before I even... I'm after looking up down this way so many times this morning. It's so difficult. I can't come up... Unanswered ran really well at Fairy House the last time, finished third, and I thought the ground was a bit against him. I think the ground's after coming in his favour today. I think Unanswered has a chance. Tony Martin's horses are really in a good vein of form at the moment, and when trainers hit form, you like to go with them. So it'll be around a 5-1 shot favourite. I can't get him out of the first four, so that's the horse for me each way in the first. Another horse I like in the race, and it'd be nice to see Bective Stud getting a winner. They have a lot of horses in training with Gordon Elliott, great supporters of the game. 11 level never ending. So I'm putting two up here against the field. It's the 6 horse level never ending and the 11 horse Unanswered.
Okay.
Very competitive though. Very, very competitive.
Right, that's the first race. 28 runners, as we said. The next race then is at 4:15 and 13 runners here. It's the Connolly's Red Mills Irish EBF Auction Hurdle.
Yeah, there's 13 runners here. But I make this down to it. I can break this down nearly to a 3 horse race. I'm going to put the 1 horse up here, 3 Car Brag, the 5 horse Senior Chief, and the favourite, the 4 horse Sanger Clemagan. But I don't think the other's even counting the race. Maybe the 2 horses a chance. I tipped up 3 Car Brag in Cheltenham. I thought he'd run well. He actually bombed out in Cheltenham, didn't run that well. And I think he likes softer ground, and I think the ground's slightly against this horse today. Sandor Clementine was the horse to take out of Cheltenham. He finished third in Cheltenham and looked like he was a horse for the future. But the horse I like in the race, the 5 horse Senior Chief, ridden by Henry de Bromhead and Rachel Blackmore. Rachel Blackmore took a bad fall yesterday off Journey with me. Hope she's okay this morning. She'll be a bit sore. But this horse has a heart of a lion, and whatever beats this horse will win, because if this horse gets in a battle with something else, he'll win the battle. He's a serious horse when he comes under pressure.
Next one's going to be a great race, the 4:45 Louis Fitzgerald Hotel Hurdle. We look at number 4 Imagine with Gordon Elliott, but I think there'll be a few bob put on number 3 out around Ballyteague and Kilmeague, a horse called Grange Clare West.
This actually horse was owned locally by I can't think of his name now, and Grange Clare West, and that's where it got the name from.
Right.
Grange Clare West, and it was sold on when it won its point to point to Cheveley Park. Real chance in this race. It's the horse I'll be going with in this race, Grange Clare West. And the other horse I like in the race, I'm going to oppose Imagine here, but the other horse I like in the race here is down at the very bottom. I think Rachel Blackmore could have a very good day today, and it's Tagman. So it's 2 horses here against the field, Grange Clare West and the 9 horse Tagman.
Okay, then we go on to the 5:20, the Irish Mirror Novice Hurdle. 9 runners here again.
Yeah, 9 runners here, and like, it'll be all about Gaelic Warrior here. He's definitely going to start favourite. It's just a horse I don't like. He's cost me a lot of money over the couple of years. He got beat in Cheltenham last time, and he got beat in Cheltenham the previous year when he was all the rage. He's around an even money shot today, and the reason I'm going to oppose him is he's never gone over 3 miles before, and he's a bridle horse. He comes there travelling really well, and if there's something going to take him on and maybe outstay him over the 3 miles, and for that reason I'm going to take him on today, and I'm going to take him on with the 8 horse Salvador Ziggy, trained by Gordon Elliott and ridden by Mark Walsh. So Salvador Ziggy here, another horse I like in the race, and it'd be nice to see Sean Ryan getting a winner at the festival. He loves having winners locally. He's from Ballymore, loves Punchestown, a big sponsor at the track is the 2 horse Embassy Gardens. So it's 2 horses here against the field. I'm opposing Gaelic Warrior, and I'm opposing with the 2 horse Embassy Gardens and the 8 horse Salvador Ziggy.
Okay, on then to the big race. This is the Ladbrokes Punchestown Gold Cup. It's a Grade 1, and really, can we look past Galopin Deschamps, 5-2 on favourite at the moment?
Yeah, it's very hard to oppose him, but for those of you who remember in the Gold Cup in Cheltenham, Brave Man's came to the second last with him. Now, the track is slightly different in Punchestown. Paul Nicholls has a tremendous record in Punchestown when he brings horses over for this festival. He generally doesn't go home empty-handed. He hasn't too many runners this week, and Brave Man's Game is the horse here. I couldn't oppose Galopin Deschamps at all, but the horse for forecast purposes, and the horse that will have given him a race, and if there's any horse in it to give him a race, is Brave Man's Game, the 1 horse. Envoy Allen runs here, but he's been very disappointing around the track, trained by Henry de Bromhead. He won at Cheltenham as well, but ridden by Rachel Blackmore. talking horse. Everybody would love to see this horse win. I think Gallop Shamson win, and I think following in for Forecast and Each Way Play, is the top horse, Brave Man's Game.
Okay, then we have at 6:30 Race and Stay at Punchestown Champion. It's a flat race, grade 1, 9 runners.
Yeah, 9 runner. It's a great runner. It's a bumper here. 9 runners. And we have the Cheltenham bumper winner here, A Dream to Share. JP McManus gave the Gleasons down in Waterford a fair throw for this horse after he won in Leopardstown at the Dublin Racing Festival. And he went on and he duly obliged at Cheltenham and won very easy. And it's ridden by Brian Gleason, the RTE commentator's son. John Gleeson is a family connection here. He'll definitely start favourite around 5-4. I think he possibly could be a little bit short. And I'm going to try maybe two horses against him. Before the Cheltenham bumper, they were all talking about It's For Me. He was the talk horse of the day, and he finished fifth that day in Cheltenham against A Dream to Share. And I just think at around 7 or 8 to 1, he might be there or thereabouts. And the 8 horse, Tully Hill, this horse could be anything. He ran in Gorn the last time and he absolutely sloshed in. So I'm going to maybe just oppose A Dream to Share, and I'm going to oppose him with 2. It's Time For Me and the 8 horse Tully Hill.
Okay, we then go on to the second last race. This is the HSS Higher Handicap. It's a grade A and it's at 7:05 with another 9 runners.
Yeah, look, it's very hard to get beyond these Willie Mullen horses. We're talking about nearly every race. He's the favourite here again.
Yeah.
Can't get beyond him. He's the favourite in the last 4 races, I think, today. He's going to have 4 or 5 winners, but he mightn't just have a with the favourite. But Hat Door ran in Cheltenham last time is around the 6-4. I can't understand why this horse is that short in this competitive race. I think it's a competitive contest. Very hard to pick the winner. I think he's too short. He'll probably be there or thereabouts, but I'd like to be back him at a bigger price.
I see as well my horse is in here, number 2, Andy Dufresne.
Oh, Andy Dufresne, yeah. Well, we'll leave that to you now, Owen.
You won't be backing him.
He ran shocking in Cheltenham. I couldn't have him, but like, I wouldn't stop you having your few quid on him. I'd love to see the 5 horse here, Gallan John Joe, winning for Oliver McKiernan. Nice fella, trains locally down there in Kill. And I'd just love to see him winning for Oliver. Gallan John Joe has a chance, and maybe the top horse, Royal Rendezvous. But I wouldn't stop you back in the favourite, but I couldn't have him at the price.
All right, yeah, I don't claim to be, you know, very good at backing horses, but I just, for some reason, love Andy Dufresne, Gordon Elliott and Danny Gilligan, so we'll wait and see if anything happens with that. Final race then is at 7:45, Weatherby's General Stud Book, Irish EBF, Mayor's Flat Race, it's grade 3, 13 runners.
Yeah, but for anyone that knows anything, in bumpers, you have to go down through the jockeys, and Patrick Mullins is always there or thereabouts in these races, and he's riding a horse on which I hope that everybody will have this week in Punchestown, a horse called Fun.
Yes.
And this horse actually run very well in Leopardstown, won by a fair distance in Leopardstown, and very, very hard to oppose this horse. And you're opposing him with Gordon Elliott's or with other Willie Mullins' horses. The horse, if you ask me to have a bet in the race, I'd probably back the 10 horse Miss Augusta, but I can't oppose Fun. I think this horse will win, and it'll win easily.
Okay, let's just recap then. If you missed any of those, we'll start off with the first race, the 3:40, number 11, Unanswered Each Way, or number 6, Level Never Ending. The 4:15, then Dara saying it's pretty much a 3 horse race. Number 1, 3 Card Brag. Number 4, Sandor Clegane. Or number 5, Senior Chief. 4:45, at number 3, Grange Clare West. Or number 9, Tagman. Then at 5:20, number 8, Salvador Ziggy. So Dara opposing Gaelic Warrior, the Evans favourite, and also possibly number 2, Embassy Gardens. Then at 5:55, the Gold Cup, Dara going with the odds on favourite Galloping Deschamps at 5-2 on, and number 1 Brave Man's Game for an each way bet there. At 6:30, opposing A Dream to Share with 2 horses, number 4 It's For Me and number 8 Tully Hill. At 7:05, number 5 Hador, number 4 Hador, number 5 Gallant John Joe, and then at 7:45 the last race, number 7 Fun, or number 10 Miss Augusta. Thanks for that, Dara. Have a great day.
Thanks, Owen, and we'll see you tomorrow, please God.